The United States Supreme Court has described it as dirt for dirt's sake.
This not just like some whiny guy up there crying about how his girlfriend left him, you know, he's going to slit his wrist. It's a rock and roll show. Oh, it's about happiness and all right, maybe this is some not so happy shit.
Drink up, man. We got 2 6-packs to kill.
Sort of like, you know, communal, let's all get together and have a big orgy feeling.
Never in the history of the world have the merchants of obscenity, the teachers of unnatural sex acts, had available to them the modern facilities for disseminating this filth.
Remember what I said.
Hello and good afternoon. This is Boris. I'm here with Snake Alley at GaragePunk.com. Pirate Radio. You know, some people say that the slicing of flesh is not a thing of beauty. Their minds have been twisted. So pick up your knife, kiddies, and go into your dark, dark bedroom, and I'll be in later to bite your navel.
Welcome to the Halloween Hangover episode of Snake Alley. That was the Malarians with Get Out of Dallas from The Shield by Death, Volume 1 from Bacchus Archives on Dionysus Records. Two Greek gods there. And we're going to have a little Hercules later on here in the show. And as usual, we're joined by the resident film expert, Jeff.
How you doing, Jeff?
Oh, real good. Thank you, Bob. Just still living in the Halloween spirit.
just scaring the bejabbers of all the kids.
All right. Well, let's get right into our movie selections we're looking at. It's an international flavor. It's the Italian-made Hercules, which actually had a different title, being made in Italy, of course, and stars Steve Reeves. It was made in 1958, but it didn't make it to the States till a few years later. Jeff, why don't you tell us a little story behind this?
Well, actually, the film, as Bob has just mentioned, was shot in Italy. Steve Reeves was a obscure actor at the time. He had made his, I believe, movie debut in an Ed Wood movie in the early 50s.
Really?
That is correct. The title I can't remember, but I do sing it. The DVD store a couple of months ago, it definitely had him featured on the cover with his head swathed with bandages.
Okay, so this thing was made in Italy in 1958. Didn't make it to the States till a little bit later. It was bought by, what's the guy's name?
Joseph E. Levine, and this guy knew how to make a buck.
What you call saturation booking.
Saturation booking, this guy thought, he looked at the movie and he thought to himself, man, I know what I'm going to do. He took out batches of advertisements for Hercules on television for the advertisements. And when that film opened nationwide in America, the lines were all the way around the block.
Plus, it's a mishmash of all the different Greek myths. Like, they just put it together however they wanted to and adapted all the Greek myths and all the different characters and just threw them in this big soup, you know?
It's like we're going to tell you, like, this is actually the granddaddy of all the Italian grunt and groan muscle man movies.
Yep, thank God they only lasted to about the 70s, early 70s, really.
Now, actually, Steve Reeves had a very good career in continental or international productions for almost 10 or 12 years after this.
All right. Well, enough background. Steve Reeves is in it, and everybody else has an Italian name you can't pronounce. So let's go ahead and take a look at a little bit of it and enjoy.
And by the gods, let it be seen!
What has happened?
The lion has returned.
Where were they found?
In the valley. The lion got them there.
Hey! Don't go, Hercules!
Jolko.
No, I want to enjoy the spectacle. Go away. I want to see you battling a lion, not throwing a discus around.
Your tongue is faster than your sword.
You take your orders from me. Go back. I'm responsible for your life. You're responsible for my prestige in front of the people, too. By the gods, I swear if you escape the lion, you won't escape this. Now I can see why it
I didn't know this was this bad of a movie. I fell asleep, you know, I just thought it was so boring, but it was pretty horrible looking dragon going on there.
This dragon was done in the same great field of expertise by Toho Studios and their very, very threadbare effects for Godzilla, as Bob said.
Oh, no, I didn't say it. We were just talking about that. I didn't say it yet, but anyway. Yeah, that is Godzilla's screech there. And before that, they had the little lion sequence there where he's wrestling the stuffed lion. And then it cuts to a trainer snuggling the lion. The lion's got a big smile on his face. And then you see him, he's in a reverse shot. And you can see that it's a big dummy. You know, continuity's horrible.
And when really the lion lays down to die, what does it do? It keeps blinking.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And this was the first film shot in Italy in the French Dialoscope Anthropomorphic widescreen system.
It was used extensively as Europe's equivalent of CinemaScope, except that I believe they might have called it Dialoscope.
Dialysoscope or something like that.
Something like
anyway,
that.
Anyway, it's worth checking out. It's an epic feature. It's like a minute and 44 minutes
there's
long.
There's a story about Steve Reeves when he did a television interview on Entertainment Tonight some years ago, and they were interviewing him and talking about his career. And he said, well, I'll tell you, the critics were pretty rough on me when they came out. And now, 25 years later, I look at the movies I did, and I think to myself, not too bad.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, yeah, it did launch the... I wasn't a big fan of these, you know, these Greek and Roman things, but not
they
bad
got
at all.
They got worse as they went along. I mean, we're all familiar with the Sons of Hercules, aren't we?
Nope.
The Sons of Hercules was the onslaught of Italian muscle men films that was made after Steve Reeves did Hercules and Hercules Unchained. They were threadbare, poverty row, budget, sword and sandal, Italian muscle men, grunt and groan. Even Peter Lupus, who starred on Mission Impossible, went under his stage name and played Hercules. He went under the name Rock Madison.
Oh my God, it's right. All right, man. That's good, man. Time to listen to a little musical interlude, and then we'll come back and look at another movie. We'll be looking at, we'll tell you when we get back.
We'll be right back with you after this music break, folks.
Hi, this is James Spencer from Basic Brewing Radio, where we're all about brewing the best beer in the world right in your own home. You're listening to Snake Alley on GaragePunk.com Pirate Radio with my buddy and fellow homebrewer Bob Noxious, bringing you awesome music and movies that were made when men were men and monsters were not computer-generated. When you get done here, come see us, or hear us, I guess, at basicbrewingradio.com. That's basicbrewingradio.com. Rock on, Bob.
I can't think of anything that I love quite as much as knocking down a couple of rounds across the ice cold mugs. Failed it to the top with suds, been put up in Olympia. Excuse me while I drink a buzz of plenty. I sold my 30 Model A coupe, bought a 2-door 54 wagon. I need more room in back, 'cause I drink beer instead of dragging. Filled me to the top with suds, been put down in Olympia. So excuse me while I drink a buzz of plenty.
When I saw that 54 Ford wagon, I was sold.
Was the Boss Martians from the Dionysus Records release Move from like 2001.
We began our musical interlude with the Briefs from their CD Hit After Hit with Silver Bullet, a nice little ditty that I've been waiting a long, long time to play.
Cool band. Hey, Jeff?
Yeah, Bob.
All right. So when we're going to look at the 1942 release from Monogram Pictures with Bela Lugosi, The Corpse Vanishes.
Bob, it should be noted that other than appearing in major studios, Bela also did quite a few pictures for not only Monogram Pictures, but also the real Poverty Row, PRC.
All right, so Monogram Pictures, Whenever you watch a Monogram Pictures, there's no windows, right?
Actually, that's PRC. Monogram. PRC. Monogram would have windows, but they would have the blinds drawn and curtains.
Okay. Well, that's not so interesting as tell a little bit about this movie.
I tell you, it should be noted, one of the lead characters, the leading man in The Corpse Vanishes, is Tris Coffin, better known for his 1948 serial, but for Republic, King of the Rocket Men.
All right, predecessor of Commander Cody there.
Of Commando Cody, yeah.
Yeah. And anyway, Corpse Vanishes is about Bela Lugosi playing a mad scientist. Big surprise, but he is stealing corpses. That's why they're vanishing. And he has three henchmen. Oh, he has two henchmen and a henchwoman.
There you go.
Henchwoman.
There you go.
Yeah. He has a henchwoman, and she's the mother of this, like, moron that's, like, you know, brutal, violent moron. And then we have, of course, Bela Lugosi's companion in so many of these movies, Angelo Rossini.
B-movies.
That's right.
Playing Toby in this one. And in this one, he has a speaking role. We're going to listen to a little bit of Angelo here, speaking a little bit of a speaking role. And then we'll come back and talk more about The Corpse Vanishes, 1942.
Monogram Pictures.
I know where you're going. Someday, the master will catch you. Then you'll be sorry.
Change that headline to read as Wedlock Challenged. Then set up an editorial attacking the DA's office for playing marbles while some madman runs away with the bodies of dead brides.
Okay, Mr. Keenan.
Send me up the proofs right away. Oh, so it's you. Well, of all the rotten stories that have ever been turned into this office, yours takes the prize. No guest list, and we don't even know what the bride wore.
She wore this orchid.
Listen, Miss Hunter, I have a great responsibility. I'm a public servant. Parents are calling the Chronicle frantically with tears in their voice, begging for news of their daughters. I have a daughter myself who's about to be married. Maybe she'll drop dead too, but she won't drop dead from an orchid.
I didn't say that.
Well, then what are you talking about?
Every one of the brides that died and disappeared were wearing one of these orchids.
How do you know?
Well, I checked. Look at these pictures.
All right, perhaps it's a coincidence. It still doesn't spell anything.
Then where did the Wentworth girl get this orchid? The bridegroom didn't give it to her.
Perhaps a dozen people gave it to her. Her mammy, her pappy.
No, they didn't either. I checked. Besides, this orchid has a peculiar odor. That's unusual.
Well, if you think it's a clue, why don't you follow it up?
Is that an assignment?
It's a notice that you're through if you don't bring something in.
Okay, Mr. Keenan.
Are you suffering, my beloved?
Terribly. You must hurry.
I'm so sorry, but I was detained. Please forgive me.
Forgive you. You loiter and waste time while I wait here dying.
Courage, courage. I will not let you die.
Better death than agony like this. Look at me. Look at me.
Calm yourself, my dear.
Now, will you hurry?
Don't be afraid, angel. I would not hurt you.
She's the most unusual type. Such fascinating eyes.
She'll make a charming addition to our family.
June 20th.
A date we shall not forget. Faga, what are you doing in this part of the house?
Master, I keep hearing my son's voice calling for me.
Your son is better off where he is. Go back to your work.
Master, you shouldn't have done it. He didn't deserve to die.
Do what I say and don't come up here again.
Yes, Master. Please, Master, don't leave me.
There was trouble?
Yes, but we'll be finished before anyone finds us.
But the bride, what will we do without him?
We have to leave him here.
Which means I will perish.
Oh, it isn't hopeless. I'll find other girls. In the meantime, we take this one with us.
What are you waiting for?
Well, my dear, again we meet, only under different circumstances. I would have preferred that you would be a bride, but it really doesn't matter. You will serve our purpose just as well.
Now both of my sons are gone. You betrayed me, man.
I heard enough. There's work to do.
Okay, so the reason that Bela Lugosi and his henchmen and henchwoman are bringing these corpses home, the bride's home, is that he is sucking some sort of serum out of him and shooting up his aged wife with her so she stays young forever. Is that true, Jeff?
That is true, Bob. You know, it's interesting about Bela. You know, he was originally offered the role of the Frankenstein monster in 1931, which Karloff went ahead and played. And he turned it down because he didn't want the heavy makeup, plus the monster had no lines of dialogue yet. When the time came in 1943 for Frankenstein Meets the Wolfman, Bela, even though well into his 60s, donned the rigor of heavy makeup and played the monster.
How about that? So what about this Trist guy? Triscoffin. Some more to say about him.
Oh, yeah, Tris.
This guy's in a movie here.
His actual name is Tris Nam Coffin.
And he plays with a detective in
this
movie?
Yeah, right.
The corpse vanishes?
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Tris also, this was an interesting note, in the opening segment of The Lone Ranger, which dealt with his origin, Tris Coffin played Clayton Moore's older brother, who was head of the Texas Rangers that got ambushed by Butch Cavendish and his gang.
All right, well, again, this movie's not bad. It's available for free download at archive.org. But one thing I want to point out, this was when Bela Lugosi was still singing for his supper.
Oh, yeah, Bela.
He was one of the hardest working actors, and people put him off as being sort of, you know, sort of prudish, but it was because he was from Hungary.
Yeah.
And at that time, I mean, it was tough. Hitler came in and chased him out of there. And you did mention something earlier before, Jeff, that he had his eye on one particular actress in Hollywood, a blonde.
Natasha?
Well, you tell it, man.
Well, this is from what I had heard. That Zsa Zsa had come over on the boat in either the late 40s or early 50s, and Bella supposedly had been captivated by her. You know, her also being Hungarian.
Captivated? What? She locked him in a room and tied him down and
she locked him in a room. And tied
That's what
him
I mean.
Down.
So yeah, so he yeah. was captivated oh, in that
he,
way.
He had an undivided audience.
Yeah.
But needless to say, Zsa Zsa was also pure blood Hungarian, and I believe she said in a later interview that her favorite husbands, out of all the husbands she had, was actually English actor George Sanders.
All right. That wraps it up for our look at the great feature films you can find up there at archive.org. And please visit the podcast .garagepunk.com. That's the pirate radio station, which we are hosted through. Thanks to Copper and Bill. And be sure to go up there and leave your comments. We don't get too many comments through there. We did get a comment from Ireland. Come on. What about Japan or Indonesia? Anyway, we want to hear from you, Indonesia. Anyway, we get a lot of messages on my phone answering machine. As you heard last week, somebody calling up and disputing Jack Nicholson's roles that we had described in The Terror. And, well, of course, we got another message in response to that. And, of course, we're going to play it for you. Let's take a little listen here.
Well, I really appreciate the call from Jack. He sounded a little upset, but that's to be expected. Actually, Jack, take it with a grain of salt. It's like the interesting story I have about Bob Rust. Actually, the only Bob Rust I ever knew was the necktie murderer in Alfred Hitchcock's Frenzy. I don't understand what the problem is. All I ordered was a chicken salad sandwich on toast. Hold the chicken salad, hold the butter, hold the mayo, and bring me the toast.
Hey, what's up, gang? This is Alien from Lo-Fi St. Louis. You know, when I'm flying around in the spaceship looking for something to listen to on my iPod, I sometimes tune in NPR. And you know what? Bores the fuck out of me. So, when that happens, I know exactly where to go to find some real interesting discussions about stupid B-movies. and return to rock and roll. I go to Snake Alley and GaragePunk.com, Pirate Radio. Now that is the shit, motherfucker, if you know what I'm saying. Yep. So this is Alien from, where am I from? Oh, yeah. Lo-Fi St. Louis. That's LOFISTL.com. I better say that or they're going to fire me. I like Snake Alley on GaragePunk.com, Pirate Radio. Yeah, that's it. You get the idea. All right, talk to you later. Bye.
First, me and Mr. Mommy Man made a deal with the doctor.